Well, back in the country in my hometown, I'm the coolest, fastest man around. I got a hot rod car and you ought to see it run. I went out riding with a friend of mine. We started passing everybody way down the line, and I felt pretty good, and boy, we was having fun. Suddenly I didn't feel so fine, 'cause a highway cop pulled up behind. So I asked my friend if the cop was after me. He just sat there shaking all over like old Elvis Presley and said, "Well, if you don't know, I ain't gonna tell you. From now on, it's up to you, fellow. Words don't count at a time like this." There was a little blonde lived down on the corner. All the boys thought that she was a goner. So I got me a date and we went for a ride one night. We rode along and I held her hand. I felt just like a grown-up man, till she slid over close and hugged me up real tight. I started to stop but get out and run, but I didn't want to miss out on all the fun. So I asked her to teach me to spoon beneath the moon. She just looked up at me and winked them big, beautiful blue eyes and said, "Well, if you don't know, I ain't gonna tell you. From now on, it's up to you, fellow. Words don't count at a time like this." Yippee! Sort of a letdown, ain't I? I finally wised up and I learned all the tricks, and now I'm the coolest cat in the sticks, and I've got more gals than anybody else I know. I drink white lightning and I travel mighty far. I like pretty gals and souped-up cars. I'm a traveling man and I'm always on the go. There's some Mountain Dew being sold in town, and the sheriff's been hunting all around, but nobody knows who the manufacturer is. You ask me why I drive a hot rod coupe deluxe with three carburetors, souped up engine, high compression head, straight stick shift and overdrive? Yeah. If you don't know, I ain't gonna tell you. From now on, it's up to you, fella. I think you know just what I'm talking about.
Yeah, all right. Oh, yes. See what I promised you? Mighty fine, George Hamilton. Very fine indeed. Real glad you dropped by today. Needless to say, the trends in music change from time to time, and this next song that I would like to do for you, friends, is one I used to do a long time back. And then, of course, we had quite a change in trends when the rock and roll era came along, and I'm very pleased indeed it seems that folks are taking time to listen to lyrics of a song again. Therefore, I'd like to do this one that, even though it's quite a sad song, it tells a true story, having happened some years ago up in the hills of Pennsylvania, the story of the baggage coach ahead.